Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. Hey, guess who's on the phone with us? Dawn Scully. She is the communications coordinator with the City of Hastings, and we are so happy to be chatting it up with her, and we can't wait to hear what is going on in our fair city of Hastings. Dawn, first of all, how have you been?
Well, I've been wonderful. Thank you, Mo.
I know it's hard to come back from a couple days off, and we were talking about that off the air, but it is nice, I know, to come back and be in the city hall again, because for so many months, you guys were all working out of your homes or wherever, and they're really, you kind of miss out on interacting with each other and that kind of thing, right?
Yes, and you know, we're fully open at City Hall, so we're back and we're all working together.
How awesome. So Dawn, tell us what's going on. I know one of the big things you wanted to talk about is the beautiful mural on the backside of Hastings Family Service. Tell us about that, please.
Yes, I am so excited. This mural that we have been talking about now for quite a while has come to fruition, and we will be dedicating the mural this Thursday, September 9th at 6 o'clock, behind Hastings Family Service. And the mural, it's just an absolute treasure. For those of you who haven't seen it, it takes up the entire wall on the backside of Hastings Family Service facing Levy Park, and it really is a beautiful piece of public art for our city. It's one of a few murals that have been commissioned through the city's Public Arts Grant Task Force. And the proposal was awarded to Daniela Bianchini and Pablo Calaca. And Daniela's been working on the mural for the past few weeks. And, well, actually, she got it done sooner than was expected. It actually took a couple of weeks. And we'll be dedicating the art in collaboration with Hastings Family Service this Thursday.
And for people that have not been there, they think, oh, the back of a building, but really that building, isn't it 90 feet long?
Yes, the mural is 90 feet long, which is incredible. It's just a beautiful piece that really ties the city together. The theme of the mural is our growing diversity welcoming the future. And it looks at Hastings through the years, the people that have lived here, the community, the art. There's elements of symbolism that bring in the river, birds, the whole riverfront area. So it's very beautiful.
And one of my favorite parts is the mosaic part. Can you tell people about that?
Yeah, so the artist, she did install mosaic tiles as part of the mural, so it's a combination of painting and mosaics, and those really, really glisten in the sun. You can see it actually coming over the 61 bridge.
It's pretty great. So again, that's going to be on September 9th, which is Thursday. Dawn, can you tell us exactly what will happen at that dedication?
Sure, we're going to have a short program behind Hastings Family Service. Mayor Mary Fassbender is going to speak, and some folks from the Public Arts Grant Task Force will talk about public art in Hastings. And then the artist herself, Daniela Bianchini, will describe the mural and the symbolism and talk about how she created it and how she came up with the idea for the mural. She really did some interesting research in the city of Hastings. She talked to a number of people. She did some online research to come up with the theme and the or to come up with the artwork that supports the theme, Our Growing Diversity, Welcoming the Future. And so she'll speak, and someone from Hastings Family Service will speak, and we'll have a short program and dedicate the public art.
You know, I know when you and I spoke with her before in our last radio interview, she was saying that she presents something and then she wants feedback from the public or from wherever the mural is going to be displayed, and really takes that to heart and then comes back with something else. So I bet you, from a city standpoint, could not be more thrilled for how this really turned out. And as you said, it was a long process in the making.
It was, and she interviewed and talked with a number of people, and there were members of the task force that also weighed in. Our local Thrive group and idea groups also had input into the mural, and so it's really a product of the community for the community.
Well, it's going to be a great event, and again, the public is welcome, and the public, it's a free event, so we hope people do turn out on September 9th. So tell us what else is going on, please. I know that we're kind of coming off the summer months, and certainly Hastings was busy, busy, busy with a lot of events and different programming that was going on down at the pavilion, but you still have a couple more events coming up, don't you?
We do. We had a full schedule this year down at Levy Park, and unfortunately the weather had us canceling more events than we would have liked to have, but the ones that we were able to hold were really fun and well attended. So what we have coming up in September is our Bike with a Ranger, which will happen on September 18th, and that's from 9 to 10:30 down at Levy Park. You can sign up online through our Facebook page or visit our website. We do ask for sign-ups for that event, since it is scheduled, and it's for teens and adults to learn more about the history as you're biking with the ranger.
And who are these rangers? What does that mean, please?
They're with Dakota County, and Paige Marshall. I can get some more information, or you could contact her to learn a little bit more about the program. But this is, I believe, it's been happening for at least a few years now.
And so this is going to be starting right downtown at the pavilion?
It's a 10-mile loop starting at Levy Park in downtown Hastings.
So that is something to look forward to. Tell us what else is going on, please.
So we also have a story walk coming up. We had one this past weekend, and there will be another story walk coming up on September 24th. And those are really fun for little kids to come and adults as well. But there, different chapters of a book are set up downtown, along the river in Levy Park, going from Levy Park to JC Park. And you can start on either end of the walk and read the book that's up.
Who's that in conjunction with, please?
That is in conjunction with Dakota County Library.
Well, that sounds fun. And again, that is a free opportunity for families?
Yep, all of our events downtown are free. Our final event of the season of the summer down at Levy Park is the Performance in the Park on September 28th. And that is going to take place from 6 to 7 p.m., and it's circus arts.
And what does that mean?
There'll be performances.
Is it like a circus?
Yeah, like a circus, circus acts and things like that.
So the date of that again, Dawn?
September 28th, 6 to 7 p.m. We do have a fall cleanup scheduled for September 20th through October 1st. And it's not a one-day drop-off event at Public Works like the city's had in the past, but it is offered for a series of days, actually. So you don't need to, have everything together at once, but we're partnering with Tennis Sanitation again and Certified Recycling. And to do this cleanup, there's two options. If you're a Tennis Sanitation customer, you can schedule a curbside pickup by contacting Tennis Sanitation, or residents who are not Tennis Sanitation customers can schedule a curbside pickup or drop-off with Certified Recycling.
And what are some of the things that people are hoping to recycle or just get rid of?
Yeah, so, in the fall, people have been, holding a number of items. I can only speak for my family, but we gather them up throughout the year in the garage, and there's a number of different things that can be recycled, from furniture to electronics, lots of different household items, clothing, things like that. Certified Recycling accepts a variety of items. We're also collaborating for a mattress or box spring drop-off or pickup, and that's with Certified Recycling. So the first 215 households who schedule a drop-off or pickup of a mattress or box spring will get a $20 discount.
And this is something that they can, again, sign up online?
They should contact Certified Recycling, 952-894-1448. Or through their website.
So this goes on, tell us the dates again, October through?
It's September 20th through October 1st.
Okay. Well, that's really nice that it's not just one day. Dawn, how does that work then? Do you pay extra? Do you pay by the piece, or how does that work?
Yeah, it's there are different prices for different items, so we encourage everyone to visit our Facebook page or check our city website for those dollar amounts for items, and or call our contractors, our partners, Tennis Sanitation or Certified Recycling.
Dawn, I know one of the big things coming up this weekend is the Fireman's Booyah. What do you want to tell us about that, please?
Yeah, so that's coming up. It's the 80th annual Booyah, and it's going to be taking place at the Seas Church, and outside sales are starting at 10 a.m., so come early, because I know they sell out a Booyah, and then inside events are happening at 11 a.m., and there'll be a variety of events there. I know Chris over at the fire station has all the details, so it's this Saturday, September 11th.
So that'll be fun. It's always great to have that event. People really turn out for that in Hastings, and it'll be nice that the event is going to take place again this year, because we missed it last year.
Yeah.
I know that across the city, it's been difficult to fill all positions that people have in their businesses. How is the city doing with filling spots?
The city recently posted for a public works director, and I know that position is in the process of being hired. We also posted recently for police officer candidates and received several applications. Although applications were down 50% from previous years, this is in line, the police department said, with what they're seeing around the country. But we actually receive more than what other cities are receiving. So that's good news. And there's a first round of interviews scheduled for September 16th. I just wanted to mention that we are having a shred event coming up after our fall cleanup event. And that will take place on October 2nd and from 9 a.m. to noon at the Public Works Building in Hastings at 1225 Progress Drive.
And what exactly is that, please?
It's an opportunity for people to bring all of their paper that they want shredded to the facility, and they'll take care of it.
So it's secure and it's...
Yeah, you can bring your confidential documents for secure document destruction. There'll be a mobile shred truck on site, and you just drive up and drop off your documents. Staff will be able to help you unload your vehicle. And, you know, I think a lot of people don't know that shredded paper, you know, can get caught in recycling centers. And so these separate shred events are great opportunities to shred material safely and also securely.
And is there a fee for this as well?
There is not. It's free, and it's a free event for all Dakota County residents. And there's certain things that you can do if you do plan to participate to prepare your documents for destruction. If you bring them in paper bags, it's easier and faster. Remove, you know, like staples or paper clips that are on them. Be prepared to keep boxes and plastic bags, you know, keep your boxes in plastic bags if you don't have items in paper bags, because they're not going to accept those items, but they will accept the paper that needs to be shredded. And please, you know, remove like large binder clips or three-ring binders, those kinds of things. And the event is funded by the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency and Dakota County and the city, and coordinated by the City of Hastings.
And again, the dates and time of that is?
That will be held Saturday, October 2nd from 9 a.m. to noon at the Hastings Public Works Facility.
You know, that's really a great service. Thank you for doing that, and thank you for telling our listeners. Dawn, lots of good things going on in the City of Hastings. We appreciate your time today.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Dawn Skelly, she is the Communications Coordinator for the City of Hastings. And if you missed any of these events, they will be posted on the Facebook page and the city's website. You are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.
Let's go.